This is the Radio Devotion for Friday, August 24th, 2012. Good morning, this is Pastor Dustin Petz of the Goodland United Methodist Church. Thank you for joining me in this short morning devotion as part of the Good Neighbor Hour. This week I've been inviting you and I to consider, what are the most important things in our lives? What are those things that we can make the most difference in our families, in our communities? What are the key priorities in who we are? And how is it that we can make sure they happen? How is it that we can make sure the most important things that you and I can do in our lives get accomplished? How is it that we can put first things first? One of the things I suggested the other day was that you and I have to schedule them early. We have to maybe look at our calendars ahead of time, look at our calendars or our week that is before us, and have some intentionality. Really know what are those key priorities in our lives, and what are we going to do this week to make sure that they fit, make sure that they are experienced and realized in our lives. We have to put those first things first. A second thing that we have to learn how to do is really to say no. To learn how to say and to practice no. To recognize that the only way we're able to say yes to those things that are of highest importance in our lives, those things that are the first things for our lives, is that we have to become okay with saying no to other people and their requests for our time or opportunities that come that will distract us, that will keep us from putting first things first. I know it's difficult. I know we don't like doing it. Maybe in part because we don't want someone else to think less of us, or because we want to be helpful and we want to be useful, and those are values, high values for us in our lives. How is it, though, that we can accomplish our best things and still say no? For me, one of the things I have to learn how to say is, I'm sorry, but I cannot help. I already have another commitment at that time. And we say it in love, and we say it with expectation. Maybe what some of us can do, if we have a high value of trying to be in service of others, is that we leave and intentionally place into our schedules, into our lives, a flex time where we can respond in a particular day, in a particular moment, to those greatest concerns of others that really match with what is important in our lives. But for most of us, what we have to do is to say no. To say no to opportunities, to say no to activities, to say no not because we don't want to do them, not because they're bad, but rather because the only way we can say yes to our most important things is if we say no to other things. I pray for God's blessing to be upon you as we go into this weekend. I pray for God's blessing that you might grow in your ability to say no, so that you can say yes. Let us pray. God, lead us. We have so much difficulty saying no. Help us to understand that us saying no is simply us saying yes to what is most important in our lives. Give us the strength to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. I would like to invite you to come and join with us in our fall roundup. This is an event that's going to happen this coming Sunday at 5 to 7 Mountain Time at our Fellowship Hall. It's just a time to invite persons to gather together as we look towards our Wednesday Night Live ministries that will begin next week and all the other ministries that happen throughout the school year. So we'd love to have you come and be a part of our ministries and just learn more about how it is that you might plug in. I wish you a blessed day. Grace and peace to you from Pastor Dustin Petz of the Goodland United Methodist Church.